Thank you for watching Not My Bag.
If you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening, give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Whether you're working out at the gym or sliding into your crush's DMs, we all get a little thirsty sometimes. I'm looking at you, George.
Me?
Well, my favourite way to stay hydrated, Joseph, is this bad boy.
What is that?
Air Up. Air Up isn't just a water bottle. It's a hydration revolution. Einstein over here, I know.
I hate drinking water. Like, I just think, I know I need to, but the taste of water is so plain and boring.
Well, Joe, lucky for you, Air Up has a one-of-a-kind drinking system that flavours your water.
Go on.
Do you want me to show you how it works? I'll activate the pod for you. So you fill up the water to the line. With these pods, when you put it on, you pull up to activate like so. Okay. And then you're pretty much good to go.
I've never tried this before. Like, for reals. For reals. Okay. Gave me like a bit of a rush, I'm not going to lie.
It's actually really good for you as well because it's no added sugars or anything like that. There's up to 25 flavours. Never tip the bottle, by the way. Make sure you don't tip the bottle. And always pull up the pod to activate. It's clever.
This is like really...
It's like science, but it's not. It's simple. You're smelling...
sending me west because it tastes like flavoured water. I really like it.
You can get your Air Up bottle at uk.air-up.com. With the code NMB10 for 10% off.
That's NMB.
For not my bag.
For not my bag. 10, which is the
10.
Age of George.
Mental age, yes.
For 10% off. NMB10 for 10% off. Site-wide at uk.air-up.com. Thank you, Air Up, for sponsoring this episode of Not My Bag.
Cheers.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And today we have a glamorous TOWIE star that's come dressed as the table.
Yay!
It's Chloe Brockett. I'm actually really happy that you made an effort to come all pink for my side.
I was going to do pink shoes as well, but they weren't the right shade. Oh. So I just thought...
You really thought about it. I love that.
Yeah, I did think about it. I didn't realise the table was pink, but... Oh. I just went like this.
Well, I love it. I love it. Welcome.
Thanks.
Long time coming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Do you like it?
I absolutely love this. I love everything about it. Your sides are very different. You've got Sally Morgan, you've got Pamela Anderson. Different vibes.
Yeah, it's that vibe, though, isn't it?
But I'm always Team Sally.
Oh, yeah?
We love a psychic.
I don't mind a bit of Sally Morgan.
Yeah, I did like psychic reading before. Sorry, I've
had a lot of psychic readings.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did they tell you was going to come onto here and... have the best podcast of your life.
They failed to mention it as of recently, but I've had a lot of them. When I feel like my life, I'm getting a bit confused, I sort of walk in there and I know you're not meant to speak, but I'll be like...
I've got a nan called Shirley.
Yeah, can you see like a boy with dark hair? Has he cheated on me? And she's like, yeah.
The name's James.
Do you know what?
No, it's not.
That's a rogue name.
That is a rogue name. I literally laughed and went, you're not Sally Morgan.
I had a really good reading before and then I went and then I started to go a bit rogue like that and I started to want to ask for like things I wanted to hear. My first ever boyfriend, do you think I'll ever see him again? And like, he'll ever kiss me? And the girl was like,
no.
This isn't my job.
No, mum the other day done one of them email ones, but the woman had found her through mum's Insta. So I said to mum, what's the point? Mum posts all about like her nans and granddads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They got to know everything. And mum's like, oh, I love this sort of stuff.
No, mum was so funny because it was a DM and I was reading it and I was like, mum, you know, like
they've got it
those
off
scam
your,
emails yeah. in the junk that are like, like, oh, I'm a Nigerian prince and you've won like 2 billion. Mum was giving that. She was like, she called me darling. Like my granddad used to call me darling. And I was like,
reaching the most.
Reaching for the stars.
I once had someone go to me, you can see a woman in your life. Begins with a C. It's my mum. You follow me on social media.
They definitely went on Daily Mail. It's like...
Yeah.
And I can see a guy. It's tall. Name beginning with a J. Jack. I'm like, you know everything about my life because you've Googled. No, it's Jack Fincham.
It's
Jack Fincham.
Oh.
No.
Oh, she likes the Jacks. Oh, well... Welcome back from Cyprus.
Thank you.
How was filming The recent, well, that's like the, because you do like the holiday specials for Taui, don't you?
Yeah, so everyone's like, oh my God, when did you start going away so often? But it's always been a thing. But right. because of COVID, it sort of got a bit stopped. So right. we had to film in Essex and then we'd film in like...
Oh, boring.
I know, it was boring.
Well, I did say to you, didn't I, just a minute ago off camera, like, I do get it, going to Thailand and stuff, but it is the only way is Essex. So when they're
yeah, but in Thailand.
But
yeah.
it still is weird, though.
But they've always done this. Like, even back in the day, it used to be Marbella, and then it would be like, I think they went to Tenerife and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, true.
So they've always done it, but yeah. they're just looking for new locations because right. I feel like Marbella, like, it would be good if we all went back. Mm. And in my first away trip when I was 18, we went to Marbella and it was really good. Right. But I feel like it's nice to go different places now. Yeah, we're trying to amp up the
Thailand's
class.
Sick.
We're trying to make it a bit more classier.
Yeah,
but then, like, do
and
you
I mean,
get...
long haul flights as well, like, nice places, isn't it? As
but
well.
Do you get, nice. Like, a, I don't know if you get a big Essex crowd in Thailand.
No, that's not the point. You're not going to Sugar Hut in Thailand.
That's not the point.
No, gonna... but my point is, if you think of Essex, you think of Marbella
okay,
and stuff
well,
like that.
All right, so imagine this year, George. There's all of us in a big group yeah. in a confined space after a 16-hour flight.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to juice
it's, there's
it going to
be more drama than there normally would be.
Yeah,
but I feel like you bring the drama anyway if you want.
I do.
Yeah, but it might get a bit stagnant if you're just going out all the time in Essex. You want to mix it up a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
No, I've seen.
And what's better?
Do you just hate? Do you just hate the away trip? Like, why
yeah, he just.
It's just I just
hate them.
Bring back. Brentwood Kitchen.
We are going back to Brentwood Kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, well, I personally would prefer it if the cast were popping up ping pong balls at their pussies in Thailand. So
why are you looking? You're the cast. You're the cast.
You're the cast.
It's you popping the pussy.
Look at it.
Chloe's like,
you're the one popping ping pong balls.
I'm not popping my pussy at all, actually, Joel. Okay. So don't scream that at me.
Yes, Joel. Don't get too excited.
I wish. There. I wish.
Your name's not Jack. Anyway.
Can you stop that,
mate? So how was the trip? Obviously, as much as you can say about it right now, because this is going to be aired in the next series, isn't
okay.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how was it?
It was good. It was really fun. I was excited for Cyprus because it was closer. I've been to Cyprus a lot when I was younger, so I was like, it's going to be beautiful. And the resort they took us to was actually amazing. Yeah, like, when I say... Thailand was beautiful, but this was ridiculous. It had like 10 restaurants.
Nice.
It was unreal, right. like beautiful. But I couldn't wait to get home by the end of it.
Fine.
Everyone just started losing the plot slowly.
A lot of drama.
It happens. Like, yeah. You know when you're around each other for such a long amount of time?
It happens to me and Joe.
Yeah, but you know when people talk to you and we're on the flight home and everyone's like, what are you doing when you get home? What do you think I'm doing? Yeah, taking a slow bath and
going to bed.
In my phone on airplane mode. Yeah.
I do feel like even when you're spend a weekend with your mates or like a long weekend with your mates, sometimes you think like,
Enough.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
It was intense. You know, people are arguing at the breakfast buffet.
Oh, okay.
By the end of it, I started stirring up things for a laugh. Yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean?
That.
Like,
so were you like hot on the beef? Like, were you part of it or were you actually?
I was part of some of the beef. Obviously, there was a few people I wanted to confront. Like, I'm sure, like, I don't know if you've seen on social media, like, I had a bit of a bicker with Chloe Meadows and stuff.
Okay.
So I wanted to confront her about things and I did do that.
Yeah.
So you have to see about that. But then there was other drama going on that I wasn't involved with. So there's a lot going on. Yeah. I do feel like, to be honest, this series will be really good. Like, I feel like since maybe Thailand, the series are unreal.
Fun.
Like, I feel like there's been times where we've dipped a little bit and it's got a little bit boring and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
This series is unreal. Like, really, really good.
Fine. So
I'm excited now.
You should be.
I'm excited.
So in terms of, because I feel like the friendship circles are constantly evolving and changing.
Always evolving.
Always.
Do you, like, is it, because it must be weird because like, if I had a problem with my mate, I would call them. Do you know what I mean? It's all out. Do you literally have to like wait until you're in that situation to be like, right, now I've got to confront you about it?
No, I think like for a very long time, obviously I was part of girl band and we like sort of had this unwritten rule where it was like, you don't speak about what's our actual problems.
Okay.
And we're always very loyal to each other.
Yeah.
But I feel like over time, like that loyalty got broken quite often.
Right.
And I was like, actually, you know what? Fuck you. Mm. I'm going to give you the same respect you give me and speak about it on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what ended up happening.
Right.
So I feel like it just sort of depends. Like, for example, if me and Elmer had an argument, say if she'd done something that really upset me, I'd call her up and be like, listen, Elmer, you've upset me through this. And
fine.
We wouldn't speak about it on camera because, you know, that's what best friends do.
Yeah,
personal, isn't it?
It's personal. But whereas with other people, I'd just wait it out and be like, you've done this.
Was there anyone that you did that with in Cyprus?
Yeah, like Chloe Meadows and that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you did just wait out and think I'm going to do
it. I waited it right
Do you drink, like, on set when you're filming and stuff? Does anyone have a drink, or is it kind of like?
Yeah, so they are watching us with our drink, right, and stuff like that. It's never like you just go and get.
I would literally go
rogue. You'd go rogue. You'd go rogue.
I would go. So wouldn't I go rogue?
I'd go up to the bar and be like, "Can I have a double and make it a quad?"
Yeah. I think I'd need it by the end of let it. The nerves down to be like, "I'm going to do this."
Yeah,
you know, I mean?
You know what it is as well though. Sometimes I think I really don't want to have a drink because I want to get my point across as best as I can.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's been times where I'm like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't have had that drink because I can't get my point across as good as I can." Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Because you can be a bit more quick-witted when you're sober, but I do that sometimes. Yeah, when I'm drunk, I just be like.
Yeah, oh, boring, yeah. And then, yeah. I had then, so many things I wanted to say, and I just called you boring.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, is there any tears?
There is tears, not from me. I haven't cried. I felt over. I was fucking looking. There was someone crying by the pool.
Really?
I thought, please.
I can guarantee Junaid cried.
He did. He did.
I mean,
Junaid. You know what? With Junaid, I love him very, very much, and everything I say here, I'll say it to him. On his own, he's so lovely, like so, so nice. The minute we got to Thailand, Junaid just amped up that sassiness. He walked through, he had a caftan on, he was flicking his tear, his quiff. He had some caramel highlights put through the quiff.
Oh, really?
And that just amped him up even more.
Right.
It was
so
wild.
This was Junaid's alter ego in Cyprus.
Yeah, yeah.
He went full all-inclusive mum. And so he turned up and thought, I'm going to give it some.
Oh yeah, like sashaying
about. He's on his holidays.
He was sashaying. He wouldn't, do you know what I mean? Me, I just wanted a pina colada.
Yeah.
But him, he just was amping it right up. From the airport, he amped it up.
Right.
I walked in, he went, give me the case. I went, what? He went, give me a case, I'll check you in. I went, oh
no.
I went, all right, you don't work here, but.
Bellboy.
Oh my.
Throwing it through, it's very tall, yeah. Very tall. Very striking at the air. You can imagine through Heathrow, pink Cardi.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
He was quite hot as well.
He's a good influencer, actually, because George has been influenced by Junaid. And I want George to tell this story because it's the funniest thing ever.
Basically, I was going through my stories, you know. I follow Junaid, he follows me, whatever. And
had to put in the
well, no,
he follows you back.
Well, no, because right. I don't want
name
people
drop.
To think.
Do you want to pick that name off the floor that you just dropped? George?
No, no, Chloe, no. I'm
follow Junaid. He follows me. No one questions.
You did say it like that. I follow Junaid. He follows me.
Do you want the fucking story or not?
It's got
I only said it like that because I don't want people thinking I was just searching through his stories.
All right.
Like, there's a reason why I saw his stories.
He is a big fan. Because they're so tight.
He literally melted at the NTAs when he bumped into Junaid.
Literally, like, I love it. He's unreal, yeah.
Go on. Carry on.
You're a prick. You
know he's got so many.
Carry on.
And yeah, he put a story up of him having a smoothie. And now that's my smoothie every single
day. So there was that recipe. George looked up the recipe.
What is it? It's apple, banana.
Sam, what is it? Like, I don't know it.
Summer fruits, yogurt, honey. And I add a bit of peanut butter. He doesn't use peanut butter, but I do because it's obviously bulking. You know what I mean?
Switched out.
And a bit of milk. You know, stir it all up. It's fucking the bollocks, mate.
Is it?
Yeah. So
nice.
That's called the Junaid special. Every
morning he has a bit of Junaid.
Oh. I've never.
That is why he hasn't lost his virginity yet.
I'm not having it anymore. No thanks.
Gay for Jay. Gay for Jay.
Junaid. I love the way he stands as well.
Oh.
He's striking pose.
He's a lot. He is.
No, we love
he's,
Junaid.
He's lovely, but he's, you know what? He's just mental. Like, I look at him and just think, you're just crazy.
Would not you ever Misfits boxing match him?
Oh, he'd batter me. And he says it. He says it. He goes, when he's arguing, he goes, I'll batter ya. Danny went to him the other day, you can batter a sausage. I went, true.
Not us having a whole segment on the podcast about Junaid.
is there anyone that you would like Misfits boxing match out of the cast?
I think you and Elma would be funny to watch.
Me and Elma. Oh, you know what? I reckon she'd beat me up.
Do you think?
She's small, but she's fiery.
I saw her in Harlow the other day.
Oh, did you?
Walking along on
the
phone.
That's how you know she'll beat me up. She's in Harlow.
Yeah,
do you know what
exactly, yeah. It explains itself.
That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Do you still actually have like any beef with anyone on the cast, like currently or who was on it?
Oh, what, from like the art, like when I
yeah,
first started?
Yeah, who you've actually still like, you're just like, do you know what, I haven't spoke to him since. Whenever.
You know what, like, obviously the obvious, when I first come on the show, I was friends with like Ella, Kelsey and Joey. Me and Ella fell out very quickly. I wouldn't say there's still beef there, we just don't speak anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, it's past that point for me now. It's been way too long.
You don't really
like,
care.
No point.
It's not that I don't care. I still, you know, there's still not a good feeling between us anymore. Mm. But I do think it would get quite boring for a viewer to continuously see us arguing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are we going to say? Mm. 3 years ago, you did this. There's been no contact in years. Right, and I just think that's, I'm happy to keep it that way.
Mm. Yeah, but that's fair enough.
I still argue.
Yeah, you should.
It's not boring.
Yeah. No, I feel you. So also, I wanted to ask about like the romance side mm-hmm. in the show. Do you, in the past or now, have you ever like hooked up with anyone on the trips or anything like that, or done anything like that?
Well, no, obviously in Thailand, I kissed Roman. Yeah. So that was like a thing.
We bummed into him and I beefed him.
He's so loved, didn't we? Was she pissed?
Was it in high IV for, yeah, was it?
He said, you're the podcast boys.
Oh.
I was like,
it's me. Yeah. You know what? Roman's lovely, sweet. Like, there was a little bit of like a triangle when it happened because like he had a thing going on with Danny and then he kissed me. Listen, it was a drunken kiss at the end of the day. It's fine. Not that deep. But the show does love to make things a bit more dramatic.
Of course.
I think the boys were encouraging him to talk to me and talk to her at the same time, which bothered me when I watched it back, so I was like, that's a little bit disrespectful. It was just a kiss, you know. But I do really like Roman, he's a nice boy. But I don't know, not for me, there's never been anything else like that. I feel like normally the trips are quite tame now, you know, like everyone sort of goes
that work modey, isn't it? At the same time, as
it is like we all go out on nights out and stuff, but really, like, who is there to get with? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like barman and stuff,
yeah. I can think of like one
who,
oh,
Levo. Who?
Oh, what, Lockie? I've done that, Joel. Oh,
sorry.
Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, do you know what I mean? Got the pink tee, got the Levo tee.
What are you saying right now?
Nothing.
You've thrown him. He wants a piece. He's like...
Of who? What, me? Yeah. You want a piece of me, Joel?
Well...
Stop trying it on with all of your...
Yeah.
Sorry.
He does this every week.
It's a habit now.
Literally, he doesn't even do this for the podcast. He does it as a dating thing.
Yeah,
like,
for myself.
Join a dating app.
I don't get out much. You know
join a dating app.
He's bloody got banned off Hinge, and then he used my number and got banned off Hinge on my number.
Why did you get banned off Hinge?
Because I didn't think it was me.
Because people don't think it's him.
I'm too famous to be on Hinge.
Honestly. And then now I can't get Hinge because like my phone's...
Joe doesn't need Hinge.
And then I wanted to get...
Why do you need Hinge?
He doesn't. He's got a different man in his bed every weekend.
That's a terrible one. That is fucking rude.
That is rude.
You didn't say that was a lie. That is a joke.
That is fucking rude.
No, I'm sorry.
I call bullshit on that.
I don't.
That is not true.
Okay, not in the last couple of weeks, but you did have a period when there was literally a different person in your bed, like, all the time.
I love that for you.
Yeah, and the sheets were changed and everything's fine.
That's literally fine.
No one questioned your sheet changes.
Yeah, exactly. No one questioned hygiene.
No one
stop bringing up
you're
hygiene.
You're making out like I'm feral.
Why are you acting like this now? Why do you look so uncomfortable?
It's stressing me out.
Like, because
he makes out like I'm a huge slut and I'm not.
Listen, you're a good looking boy.
I'm not saying you're a slut. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, with that bed that I flogged you, maybe you should get some girls in that.
Bro, this story is fucked up.
He sold
me a secondhand bed for basically...
You could have got one gifted.
Yeah,
why have you got
literally.
This is why it's funny.
Basically, for full price. And then he told me it was the same size as my old double bed. And it wasn't.
It's
taller. Yeah, it's like a 4'6". And before I had like a 5 foot king before. And now nothing fits on the bed. The bed sheet doesn't fit. So before, I could lay on the bed and I couldn't touch it, right? It was too big. Now I lay on it and it's just, I'm off the bed. It's
so
fucked.
Funny.
Joe is a
Why
scammer.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm a con artist.
Joe literally conned me.
Rent, do you know what I mean?
Joe conned me. And you still, I think the bed new was 450 quid and Joe said, oh, give me like 350, 400 for it.
I mean, it barely been used.
It has stains on it.
Well, I don't want to know about your dirty bed stains.
Yeah.
I think that's a lie.
I don't.
You know, back to Towie.
Back to me.
What is your favourite recent moment from Towie, would you say? Has there been any like really wholesome things or like something that you said you're like, you know what, fuck it, I feel good.
You know what? I just feel like last series was a really good series for me because I feel like, you know, when I first started, I was a bit of a nutter. I was very fiery. I'd shout at everyone.
Yeah.
And I still do that, but I feel like now it's more necessary. Do you know what I mean? And I feel
you
like
pick
I'm,
your battles.
Yeah, I really stood up for myself last series. I feel like I'm fully myself when I'm on camera now. Sometimes I'd watch it and be like, I was a bit erratic. Mm. I was a bit, you know, just... acting up. But when you're 18, you're gonna, you know, yeah, there's a camera in front of your face. There's a lot of big personalities, especially when I joined. There was massive personalities, and like, I just think like I definitely did act up a little bit more. So I feel like last series was definitely a really good series for me.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
because you, when was that time around the time we first met you, and it was at, was it at the TOWIE launch?
Yeah.
Because when was that? Was that for last series?
No, that was for the series
before.
The series
before. Do you not have launch parties?
No. So, because we had two series this year, I think we'll have a launch party for this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can come along. It was really fun.
You had the best time ever.
I had a really good time.
My best mate turned out to be Jordan Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was a really funny night.
Really, really, really good connection. Just me and him, brothers for life. Yeah. Never seen him since, but you know.
I loved the really little 360 photo booth thing. Was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Every time I'd look at you, me and you were doing the robot. Yeah. Was having the best time.
Yeah, we drank a bit too much that night.
I had a great time.
Yeah. No, oh, my God. Yeah, we were really pissed. I had Five Guys afterwards.
I was so excited for the TikTokers to arrive, though, because I was literally like, I don't really like anyone here. And the news walked in, I was like, my people.
I don't really like anyone. That was the night that I fell in love with that Ella.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you fall in love with?
That Ella Ray Wise girl.
Oh, yeah.
That you don't really... Not really. Bit sticky, innit? Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
You can still fall in love with her.
Yeah, I'll fall in love with her.
Just don't invite me back here.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
Fine. Well, and thanks for watching this week, guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, George does fall in love quite easily.
Yeah. No. Wait, actually, did you just say what I think you said?
What is your worst?
What's going on here?
No, bro.
Your last relationship.
Again. Sorry, it's like this. Chloe's been brought in like Judge Judy.
What's going on here?
Sorry. I just want to say your last relationship was like 3 months and you fell in love with a guy because he took you to some wood cabins and stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
A wood cabin is nice though.
No, gifted.
I don't want to call out the thing, but
the whole
thing was.
You fell in love with
me. I did not. No, I'm sorry. I'm not having that.
Why are you getting so arsey? You fell in love.
No, I didn't.
What? Why are you so hysterical? No, I didn't.
I'm giving you first series of TOWIE. Yeah. That's what I'm giving.
You actually are.
You're giving 18-year-old Chloe.
You actually did then.
No. What's one of your worst moments you've had on the show, would you say?
I would say definitely, like, it was like my second series. I was arguing with Harry, who I'd been dating.
Right.
And I went up to him and I was he was like to me, you know, you're just sore because I didn't want to be with you. And he was like really winding me up so much. So I've like gone to pick up a drink, thrown it at him and it was empty. So this made me even more angry. Like when I say empty, like a little tiny of lemonade.
Oh
like I think he'd been drinking the drink and
oh
it was empty.
My God.
So then I've picked up a paper mache balloon display and whacked him with it. Then I've like leant back because I'm like so angry. I'm like, I've remembered where I am and I'm like, no. Yeah, terrible moment for me.
Oh my God.
What happened after that? Did you just start storming off?
You just stood there laughing.
Oh,
that'd piss me off.
That'd make me so angry.
Just stood there laughing at me.
Have you ever thrown a drink over someone?
You know what? I actually haven't. I don't think I ever would, personally. Like, that moment with Harry was an exception.
Yeah.
I don't think I would because.
It's just muggy.
It's a once in a lifetime thing that you have to do.
Don't think I could.
It's very
you've had it done to you, haven't you?
I've had both. I've been, so I'm now, karma-wise, I'm level. I've had it done.
What a boy you've been dating or something?
The first one was someone that was chatting loads of shit about me in sick form and they're in the year above and it was like this random guy. And so I went up to him and confronted him about it and then I basically just had red wine in my hand. It was like the worst.
Why the red wine?
We're from Bishop Stortford and it was like a Tory-esque thing. As, you know, bottle of mummy's red with dinner.
So nice to drink vodka red bottles. Yeah. That's all right.
And that's my normal drink. And then
glass of red in my hand. How old was you?
Six
form with red wine.
I don't actually like red wine.
Yeah. It's too odd. Like.
Yeah, I know. And then the second time was a guy.
Isn't that the guy like?
Oh, the guy was like looking through my phone and stuff and then said I was a slag, then threw a drink at me.
Yeah. I hate that. You know what? I've never let a boy look through my phone.
Have you not?
And I
never Is that because you're
quite open about it.
Don't want to, or like you've got something to hide.
No, I just maybe I've probably got stuff to hide. I just wouldn't.
No, it's fair enough. You've got stuff to hide. Like, it's your privacy.
It's not that I'm a cheater, but it's more like, you know, what if I've sent a picture to my friends and gone, he's good looking?
Yeah,
you know what?
Do you know what? Also, I think if like. What?
That's so funny.
Yeah, like,
I'm not a cheater, but like, what if I said he's really good looking?
Yeah, like, what if I have? Like, listen, yeah. I'm allowed to have faults. Like, just because you're in a relationship, you're allowed to think someone's good looking.
That's true. That's
like, what if your man looked through your phone and typed in, like, on WhatsApp, like, you can search their name in the chat? Like, it'd be done for, wouldn't it? Because you obviously, like, when you're with a partner, you bitch about your partner.
It needs to be, no, you're saying, just my phone's off limits. Just leave it alone. Like, that's what I just think. Just, I don't want to go through yours because I don't want you to ask about going through mine.
Is that not really, like, toxic? That you're like, you kind of know that there's shit you shouldn't be doing.
George.
And I'm just asking a genuine question.
No.
Like, I don't think that's, like, I don't think that's toxic.
Like, I don't want to look through their phone either.
No, like, but I feel like you don't want to look through their phone because you're definitely not showing them your phone.
No way. Like, leave my phone alone. It's mine.
George, I think you should stop calling her out.
I'm just having a conversation.
George over there, like, have all my passwords. All right, George, see how that goes.
You'd meet the girl that you love and, let her log in.
He would. I mean? He'd make a joint account.
Yeah.
Like, right.
You give joint account vibes. Right.
Your wallpaper would be
your bed.
And then you choose multiple wallpapers on, he'd have all different pictures of
montage of her.
Yeah, why are we mugging it?
Do you know what I mean? Oh, this is her.
You're not even that much older than me.
This is her when she just wakes up.
Yeah.
How old are you?
22.
That's what I mean, I'm 21 this year.
All right, George.
Chloe's...
She's moving like she's 30 with three kids.
I'm not moving like that at all.
You're
moving like this. Why don't you just have a shared account? Like,
don't try and come on my podcast. Fucking beast, mate.
I'm glad she is.
I'm glad,
because you're giving it.
He's giving that vibe, though, isn't it? He's wanted beef since
everyone walked in, and now he don't like it.
You know what, George? You're giving off that vibe. You know when you really fancy someone at school, and they're not reciprocating it, so you kick shit at them.
Yeah.
That's the vibe you're giving me right now.
You've just bust a frube at her. Remember in the playground where you stand on the frube?
Let it go, George.
Yeah. Right? Get off the frube.
If you want to look through my phone, you can just ask. All right?
Can I look through your phone?
Absolutely no.
Okay, well, next segment. Let's get into...
Rate the looks.
Rating the looks. So, yeah, we've got your looks. We're going to get them up all through the years.
Number one.
Okay. Look number one.
How old were you here?
18. This was probably my first week of filming.
Okay. Is the Louis bag real?
It is.
Okay. I don't know about the belt.
Joe, isn't it Chloe rating the looks?
I don't know about the belt.
I'm not sure about the belt. Chloe said she rated it.
Look at. I think everything. The face has changed drastically. Yeah, it's a different human. You're sat opposite right now.
Me, I'm worried about the belt.
I'm more worried about the belt. You know
what? I think it's all right.
I think it's giving Cat Slater.
I was 18 and you rating, I'd definitely try to pull you there.
Would you?
Just saying. I look
about 45 in that, I think.
Do you think?
I think the look's giving a little bit like...
Not enough leg,
it's actually shin length. I've got sock boots on, which is a bit of a...
Can we move on to the second one? It's a lot better.
Come on then.
The sock boots are giving Mr. Tumnus, by the way.
I like this one.
Oh,
this is a look.
I love that. So when was this?
This was last series. It was a glam... Why, do you like that picture? Just wanted to
look at it. Yeah, it's a 10, G. That's a 10.
It's a good look.
Okay, lovely.
That dress was really hard to get into, though.
Was it?
Like, to just lay down and let my friend just zip me up.
It's a gorgeous dress.
It was a beautiful dress. Good look. Overall, I'd give that probably a 10 out of one of my looks.
Yeah, I give that a 10.
I love that.
That's a 10.
What was this?
Yeah, this better be for Halloween. Thank fuck for that.
So what were you?
I was Jessica Rabbit.
Right.
On meth?
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit after every weekend.
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit who sniffs glue sticks. Fuck me, what the hell is going on there?
The wig was a choice. The wig was a choice. Not even a lace front. That's like Smithy special.
It was definitely a Smithy. Yeah.
Did Towie like pay for the wig?
No, I paid for that.
I hope you got that money back.
Fuck off,
on your tax return.
Fuck off, Joel.
No.
And I had a card stuck in my chest as well, because what actually happened is I turned up wearing purple gloves and Towie went, no, we can't get that copyrighted off for you to be Jessica Rabbit, so you're going to have to be something else.
You look pissed off in that pick as well.
Probably because of that.
Yeah.
I probably wanted my purple gloves.
The next picture's giving J-Wick.
Oh, no.
This is the next pick. You know what?
Compared
to the first one, I don't actually think this is that bad.
It's giving Surfend. It's giving Baz Vegas.
Why am I in a car park? I mean...
Who are these people behind you?
They're just people trying to enjoy
I quite like the dress, though.
I think it's more like... the red lip, the platform heel, the tie around the waist.
That gives the nipples,
the nipples.
That gives very much Towie though, I think. That whole outfit.
I think that was a theme party. I remember what it was. It was a traffic light party. So you had to, of course it was.
Should have stopped at the lights and gone home.
Ideally. But it was like you wore red if you were single or green if you was, it was something.
Right, okay.
I
don't mind it. I think the knot's a bit strange.
I think everything about that's strange. Yeah. I clearly thought I was serving looks.
I love the fact it's in a car park. I really
rate
it. Yeah. I like this look.
I like that look. This was a rave party. This was when the series had a lot of things.
I like this look.
So this, I just put on a colourful turban. Maybe it doesn't fully represent rave and probably would wear something a little bit different now.
Yeah, it's not giving rave.
It's not giving rave. It's giving not something, all, though.
Your
face
like
looks nice in that, though.
Who goes to a rave in jeans?
I think neck up is rave and then it's like smart cash at work. Yeah. But I like it.
You know
I
what?
Do like it.
Listen, it was
is
my
that blazer? Like a smart colour blazer?
Yeah, smart colour blazer.
I like that.
It's my first series. You know, it's hard to...
You want to play it safe a little bit.
Play it safe. I wouldn't say I was playing it safe. I look dressed a bit mental.
Okay, yeah.
But
true.
It was more, it's hard to find outfits. If I called you up tomorrow and said, have you got a rave theme outfit?
Actually,
would you have it?
No, I wouldn't. That's the thing. I'd have
the
to
most rogue one they give me was a safari theme look. I said, who do you think I am?
Oh, but leopard print.
True.
Oh,
true.
Your look, do you know what look should be in here? Your mystical one. With
that
all
was
the
a
shit
good
on your
one.
Face. That was
that
cool.
was a good one.
That's a cool look.
This next one.
You look like a bit like Kim Kardashian.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this actually wasn't for Towie. This was for my management's Christmas party. This is before you arrived.
Okay.
And yeah, we had the big puffy sleeves.
There's a lot going on.
They don't look like your real arms.
Yeah. It looks like someone's photoshopped someone else's arms onto your arms.
Yeah, that doesn't...
You know what I mean?
That doesn't look like your arms.
Facially, I look good though.
Yeah, that looks like your arms are behind your back.
Serving face... that was when I had small boobs before I got them done.
Right.
Maybe probably not one of my best looks, but
I don't think it's necessarily
I wouldn't say
bad.
It's one of the worst.
I don't think it's bad.
I wouldn't say it's one of
the worst. I'd say longer sleeves next time.
This just giving fake arm.
This one.
Oh my God, you look so different.
This one, it's a different human, really.
It's giving Dancing on Ice promo pic.
It is. I thought this was like a Dancing on Ice
pic. It is. That was for my press shots, though. That was the first picture that the public saw of me.
Right. You look about 12.
I do look very, very young. Yeah. And I remember getting my hair and makeup done and going to the lady. I just want to look like Dolly Parton. So if you can just make my hair like quite big.
Dolly Parton.
I don't know why I asked to look like that, but yeah, Dolly Parton vibes. That dress I got from the Moda Mink sale because I didn't have any money. So,
I don't think it's bad at all.
I think it's
really
a good
nice.
Look.
This, you look like Amy Charlton.
This
I got told that.
This next one.
You look angry.
There is a lot going on.
Yeah, you look pissed.
There is
the belt, fur cuffs, fedora, and a bag.
Fucking
you
hell,
look
yeah.
like you're about to be burnt at the stake in the 1500s. It's giving Salem Witch.
Oh, I thought this was a really good look actually and I really liked it.
I'm sorry.
I actually really liked it and I probably still stand by the fact that I like it, but there was a lot of accessories.
I was really
on.
Worried then that you were going to be like, this was last week.
How can
this is the other time? No, this was years ago. Yeah. This was ages ago.
It's not a bad I just
listen,
think.
In my defense, this was a Christmas special, yeah?
How could you eat with them things around your wrist?
I couldn't. I didn't. And I took that Christmas theme quite seriously.
Very
that episode.
Seriously.
I wore tartan all up. Oh. I wore a lot of red. So yeah, that was the theme.
I think the look is really nice. I think it's just, as you said, like a lot of accessories.
Did I need the belt? Probably
I think
not.
Either the belt or the bag.
Or
you
the
do
hat.
Put a good lot of effort into your looks though.
I know you
I
do.
I do put, that. I think about it. Like,
whether or not it goes right or wrong.
If you give me an assignment, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah,
do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I don't blame you
E for
all.
Effort vibes.
I'd say my most favourite is black dress, look two.
Me too.
And I'd say my least favourite is probably...
J-Wick.
Can I just show you what my least favourite one is? Because it's yeah. fucking bad.
I'd say my least favourite out of all of them is probably the first one.
I'll give you a worse.
The belt looks like a pair of tights that you've picked up.
That's terrible.
That's rude.
That's terrible.
That's really rude.
That is terrible. And it's probably true, though.
I like it.
I'm going to give you...
I don't like it. I just lied.
Don't lie. You don't like it. I just lied. I'm going to give you one of my worst looks.
Ow.
This.
I love how you've like, got it straight away.
I bet it's not even that bad. It's bad. It's not great.
Do you know what, though? It's
Oi,
not...
fuck off. Go away.
Wait, show the camera.
I've rinsed the life out of them sock boots. I've got an acid wash jean on, a fur gilet and a blazer.
I think there we've
is
all
nothing
been
good
there.
About this.
We've all been there.
What do you mean?
It's giving walk of shame, isn't it?
No. Yeah, but I've got ready for that day. That's the worst thing. Like that.
Georgie's not that bad.
It is that bad.
It is that bad.
It is, and you're all lying.
And we're all friends here.
We actually have a...
Oh, this was another one. I've just got one more.
That's all right. No, no, no. Show.
Is giving like... Hold on. Art teacher.
There's just a lot going on.
What do you mean there's a lot going on? I've got a flare, a leopard print blouse, and a red.
I don't think that's that bad.
Oh, please. That's, what would you do if you see a girl trotting towards you at the age of 18 wearing that? Because I'd be worried.
Probably try and ask for a number.
No, you wouldn't. I look like I'm going for a board meeting.
It is giving 151% of the company.
It's giving MILF, no?
It is.
It's MILF. She's 18.
Why do I look so old? That is such a worry.
To be fair, in J-Wick, you are a MILF, but...
Stop 18, saying I look like I'm in J-Wick. Like, stop saying that.
Not us. Yeah, that. Sorry.
So we've got...
Take back the J-Wick.
To add to this segment, we've got like the TOWIE lookbook of like other cast members throughout the years their looks for you to rate what they look like.
All right.
So number one...
Billy Fares looks fit in this.
Is the girls... What series must this have been? Years, I don't know.
Years ago.
I don't even know.
Is this a thing?
That's like Lucy Mecklenburg.
There must have been a thing.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Lucy. They all look beautiful, to be fair.
They actually look good, though.
But there must have been a thing.
This is years
on.
Ago, though, because it's the, you know, when the girls used to put like the little bumps in there? Like,
if someone's got to bump it in.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
That ain't that bad.
No, I don't think that looks like a theme.
It must have been a theme. They all sort of look like they're dressed like Grease vibes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Except for Lucy. She was like, I'm not doing
Yeah, Lucy said, I'm not doing the thing.
I'm not doing
Moving
that
on to a slab of Reese's Pieces.
So we've got
Gemma.
I think that the dress ain't even that bad. I think it's the fact that her face matches the dress.
You know what it is? The dress, if you think about it in your mind, it's not that bad. What threw the whole dress off is the shoulder pads, because they're not an average size shoulder pad.
Yeah, and they don't look symmetrical.
They're probably not, no. That's what it is.
One's in Brighton, one's in Highton.
Yeah, I liked
the
Gemma.
The dress ain't bad.
Oh my God.
I like Gemma, but also, it's not the best look she could have gone for.
Guys, the one underneath can't be real. That's got to be a party.
I'm in love with an emo
girl. It's definitely a party.
Yeah, that's
a
theme.
It must have been a theme.
It's very Avril Lavigne.
But you know what makes me laugh about these themes, yeah? So we have to walk to location sometimes. So I'll park my car and have to walk to Sugar Hut in that theme.
Yeah, that's
and that's obviously what Daniel's done.
Yeah.
But that's and they will tell the paps.
That could be 11 o'clock on a Monday. Yeah.
This could... this is... I'm trying to work it out.
Let me see.
But tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over again.
It must have been a theme. Yeah.
It has to be a theme.
It's definitely a theme. It definitely would have been like punk or something. Mm. Like.
Or she's just thought, do you know what? Let's
she
rock
looks
out
like
with my cock out.
She looks like a new EastEnders cast member.
She's like, let's rock out.
Let's rock out today, dude.
Next one is Lauren Goodger on Dance on Ice. Do you know what? I don't even think this is a bad look, because on Dance on Ice, that is all you can wear.
That's
all.
She looks good.
She's got nothing on underneath.
No, I was just going to say, underneath, it looks like the dress doesn't go down long enough, and because there's black, you can see black.
It's giving Nani.
No, it looks good. I think she
the
looks
dance
nice.
Dance on Ice, like, what else are you going to wear? You've got to wear a leotard.
I'd wear that out.
Who is this next woman underneath?
Lauren Pope.
Oh.
I think she looks nice.
Why did I think that was Danny Minogue?
It's Danny Minogue.
No.
You've got a rogue photo of Danny Minogue. Been
was this
in.
Fancy dress for Katie Price?
I think she's obviously... This is a theme. I think you've selected quite a few themes here.
Bruv, her tits are huge.
She looks nice.
I think she, for a theme of a Katie Price or
I think
Princess
it's like a Barbie
Joe,
theme.
Joe, it's not a Katie Price
It's theme. Not a Katie. I don't think it'd be a Katie. I think it's more like Barbie theme or something. I think she's themed
oh,
up.
Oh, this next one's rogue.
I actually don't mind that.
No, but I'm saying
I love a good
everything.
On a red carpet, if there's a scare of puss coming out, I think it's dangerous.
A gust of wind, and you are seeing every
one glass of wind. One gust of wind.
I'm not being funny though. Can we just talk about where she is? So she's at the UK film premiere of Twilight.
Twilight.
I got invited to a Subway opening the other day, so it really shows
big.
That times changed.
That's
you know
big.
What I mean?
Oh, she was getting her puss out for Twilight.
Lauren, you smashed it.
Do you know what? I don't think I really love a racy dress.
I think
like
if
that.
I listen, her figure looks amazing. it could be dangerous at any point. She probably had tapes slitting it down. So listen,
It's good to live life on the edge.
If I could get away with it, I would.
Wait, she taped her thingy.
She probably taped the dress down. So
I thought you meant tape over her fufu. That must hurt.
No.
That. Surely not. No. Taping her flaps. Like.
Gemma, I think that's very for the time.
I love this outfit. It's giving Versace. Because it looks like she's in a car dealership. So was this like.
That's what.
That time? Because that was really big, wasn't it? Everyone was wearing that kind of like rock print dress.
Mum still wears shit like that.
Does she?
don't
throw her under the bus.
You said you liked it.
I like the way Lisa
For the time.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure I've seen Mum.
And the hair, this hair was very big at the time too.
She's got a queer.
With a bouffant.
She's got a queer, she's got a platform on. There's a 60 plate car in the back, which means that's around 2010.
Yeah,
so
shit.
She's
the fucking Chloe B on the old detective.
She's a poster girl for the 2010s.
You definitely are one of those girls, aren't you?
You're a fed of Instagram.
I bet you know like where the guy's been from the
back. Oh, 100%.
Who he's with.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't let him go through your phone. Make it make sense.
I don't blame that.
Get off my back, George. Yeah,
George, leave her alone.
Get off my back.
I could find out anything. Like, I've literally found someone's name and work location through just a photo.
I'm going to hire you.
Yeah.
To do some private investigating for me at some point.
Let me. I live for it. I'll spend all morning.
Let me. Well, that's it for the other looks of.
We're going to move on to our next segment, which is one of our new favourite segments, which is Who's Punching?
Oh my God. So we just play Who's Punching at Home. Anyway. Yeah. So we thought, why not?
So what is it? So couples.
So see a couple and you're like, who's punching? So like Victoria and David Beckham, obviously a very hard one.
That's an example.
Do you know what I mean? That's an example of like, who's punching.
But we've got some photos here. And we're going
to... These are going to be hard.
This is already hard.
Mark and Michelle.
Mark and Michelle.
Mark Wright, Michelle Keegan.
Yeah. I'm going to say
Mark's punching because Michelle Keegan's a solid 12 out of 10.
Mark is attractive and he's very successful, but Michelle, wow.
The thing is, I'm so deluded. I would look at Michelle Keegan and be like, she'd kiss me. Would she fuck? But do you know what I mean? That's how deluded I am. She'd look at me, I'd be like, just give me the fuck me eyes.
It's like, she gives Mila Kunis energy, doesn't she?
She is just, I love her. Like, I think she comes across really cold.
Yeah, she's fit.
She's beautiful. And she's beautiful. Looks fit, she's beautiful, but not flash about it.
Wait, is that them? Is that when they got married?
I'm assuming. So. No, they were just popping to Asda for a yum yum.
That means they're married.
For a yum yum.
So that means she's married, yeah.
Yeah, next one.
Oh, cool. Greg and Billy. Okay, I know them both.
Right.
I love Greg. I think he's got a really good personality. Greg's punching. But he's punching because Billy's
with a,
stunning.
With a name like Greg, he's punching.
Oh,
don't
leave
go
it.
For the name. You can't change that. You can.
You can.
Imagine.
Well, I'm just saying, Billy's fit.
Yeah, I think Greg's fit. Punching. Next one. Jacqueline, Jossa and Dan Osborne. I had to read the name.
I'm going to go for Dan's punching.
I think Jacqueline's punching.
I think Dan's punching.
Are they married?
Yeah, they're married. I think Dan's punching.
Didn't he cheat on her recently? Or is that a rumour?
I don't know. Listen, I think...
That's clearly, by everyone's reaction, that's a rumour.
George's been reading too much Heat magazine up here.
Yeah, trust OK magazine. What are you,
the troll on Tattle that writes about me, George?
Wait, sorry, when was Rio Ferdinand in TOWIE?
He wasn't.
These aren't...
These aren't TOWIE stars! These are just fucking fake.
When was he in TOWIE?
Kate was.
Wait, what?
Oh, I just thought you was. I didn't realise. Now, obviously, I see the connection.
Since when was Dan Osborne in TOWIE? Is that an old
one? He was.
Dan Osborne was in TOWIE.
He was.
Well, when was Jacqueline Josser in TOWIE?
She's from EastEnders. But,
gee, this is too confusing.
Billy was on TOWIE.
No, George, these aren't TOWIE couples. One of them has been in TOWIE.
This is too confusing.
All right, next. We're going for Kate and Rio, yeah?
Yeah, Kate and Rio.
I think Rio's punching with Kate.
Rio's punching.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Yeah,
I agree.
Rio's
oh,
punching.
Mate, Jess Wright.
Jess Wright and William Lee Kemp.
I'd say William's punching.
Will's punching.
I think
amazing
Jess
at her wedding.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, Will's punching quite hard.
She looked amazing at her wedding.
Yeah. No, didn't she? Yeah. I love that dress.
I loved her dress.
And Tommy.
Tommy's punching.
Oh, okay. Tommy's punching.
Tommy's punching.
Yeah, that dress is really pretty,
isn't it? She looks stunning.
Yeah, I think he's
punching. I played football with Ryan Thomas the other day.
Yeah.
But he's punching.
Right, Ryan Thomas and Lucy.
Ryan's punching.
He was a really nice guy.
Ryan's punching.
He's
Listen,
punching. We know his brother,
no,
Joe, don't
they're
we?
Both, they're both very good looking people, but look at Lucy, she's stunning.
Yeah.
I think there's, you know what,
I
though?
I don't know. I always had a crush on him in Corey.
Fuck off.
I didn't watch Corey, but I do think, though, like, it's normal for the girl to be more attractive than the man.
Yeah.
To be more attractive.
Yeah. Like, often in relationships, like...
To be fair, I think this, right? You'd rather have someone come up to you, like, someone come up to me and go, bruv, you're punching. Like, meaning your bird's fit.
Oh, 100%.
If they come up to you and they're going, fuck me, they're punching, I'd be like, so my bird's ugly.
Yeah, but...
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and as well,
you'd like, rather someone come up to you and be like, wow, you're punching. And I'd be like, oh, you know what, I'd take that as a compliment.
I look at some of the people I've dated and I think, you barely put a comb through your hair. Do you know what I mean? do you know what I mean? And then there's me here who's, like, doing all the treatments and I just think... Was he punching 100%?
Yeah. But we've all been there. I've had a lot of people that I thought, bloody hell, like afterwards. It only takes afterwards to be like, you're punching.
Oh, I always think it mid-relationship. Maybe. And remind him of it.
No, it's just so... Chloe, remind me, is there anyone at the minute who's dating in Tawi that's like, on the screen? Is
no.
That, no.
No, there's no on-screen couples anymore. No.
So we can't even be like, who's punching?
I feel like there should be.
There's no on-screen couples anymore. Obviously, we have like Tommy and Georgia that have gone on. Oh, actually, like Tommy and Georgia have gone on to do their own show and they've got a baby.
Yeah,
they're engaged. And you've also got Amy and Billy. So Amy and Billy have just come back as well. They've just had the two twins. They're engaged as well. Mm. But aside from that, no cast members.
How out of Junaid and Harry, if they were to get with each other, who would be punching?
Oh, I don't know.
Junaid.
That's a hard one.
Junaid
they're both
would.
So different.
No, I know.
Yeah, they're
Junaid
very
would.
Different.
You're out of order.
Yeah, George.
Bruv, I have Junaid smoothies every morning.
George.
I've got every right to comment on this.
Speaking of dating.
Yeah.
Because you did Celebs Go Dating.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
Did
it help?
No, like I can't say no. I can't say I loved it. Like it was good. Like, and I really loved speaking to the agents. Like my favorite days was when I would go into the office
right.
Because
well, not even the dates.
No,
no.
It really is like an office though. Like with Tawi, for example, like you know the cameras are there. Like I'm so used to them now, I don't really notice them as much as I used to. But with Celebs Go Dating, you would really walk in and all the cameras are just hidden. And I'd like walk in and be like, okay, where do I go?
That's
like,
nice though,
it was really good. And there's like a bunch of producers sort of hidden upstairs in like an office. And they rarely come down and tell you where to go unless you really are lost. But like, other than that, like you are sort of left to your own devices.
Fine.
You speak to Tom and like you walk in and Tom will just speak to you for ages. Like, and often the full conversation with Tom isn't kept in at all. Like he's so lovely. And he, like, even if you're in a bad mood, seeing Tom would put you in a good mood.
Sure.
And I couldn't believe that he's literally the same person off camera and on camera.
Yeah.
Like,
it must be really refreshing.
I couldn't believe it. Like he literally walks around, he's like, hello, darling. And doing his word things. Yeah. Like he's the nicest man ever. I've never met anyone like it in my life. And then I'd go and speak to like Anna and Paul and they'd give the best advice ever. And I suppose I said it didn't help, but I suppose it did a little bit because when I went on there, I was very much like myself. And then I'd also be like, I do this persona of being Chloe B and like, you know, I'm this big bitch and all that. And I think now that's not the case anymore. Like, I think that's definitely, they've sort of meshed into one and I know how to behave to someone that I like and how to act with people that I'm arguing with. So it definitely did help.
Yeah.
But the dates were shit.
Right.
Really?
Would you do it again?
I don't know. Maybe in a few years. I feel like now it's been too soon to do it again.
What about me and you on there?
What, you want to go on a date with me?
Yeah.
If you just ask me on a date.
Yeah, you don't just have to you don't have to go on TV to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
this is me formally asking.
Stop asking your guests on dates. You drive it on with absolutely everyone.
Sorry.
Stellar research.
Sorry. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've forgot you're a fucking detective.
I am a detective and you're going to get a really bad name for yourself.
Where would you...
With what body count? George, you're such a slag. You've shagged zero people. Wow.
Not a great hit rate.
I actually feel like, why
am I gonna,
not?
No, like, am I gonna have to start on you?
Yeah,
don't pass comments.
Yeah, but why have you not yet? Like, not in a, like happy for you, but what's going on?
I was actually waiting for you, Chloe, but that's fine.
Oh, shut up. Don't wait for me.
I probably said that to every guest who's asked.
Don't wait for me.
Don't wait for me.
No, it's fine. What is your love life saying at the minute?
We'll do it and he'll be like, let me look through your phone.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Bye.
I'm going home.
You drop yourself in and that can never happen.
What is your love life saying at the minute, though?
I'm very single.
Very single.
At the minute, though. Posh there, child.
Very single?
I'm very single. No.
Okay. It's giving you're like a brother to me.
Yes.
It's giving, you're like a little brother to me, Joel.
Yeah, it's so fucking...
It went to me earlier.
What's Elma saying?
I'm trying it on with everyone.
I saw her in Harlow the other day. Cheeky spoons in Harlow, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
George, what would your ideal date be with Chloe? Like, where would you take her?
How the fuck am I meant to say? Police station?
Why?
Because you're like a detective. Did no one get that joke? No one got that joke.
That was
weird.
Yeah. No, I, a police
station. What are your intentions with this?
Because she's like a fed, isn't she? Yeah. She's a detective.
I'm not like a fed.
Okay, well, first things first, I think you need to go away and think about nice restaurants in London. So if you when
not
you do
police station.
Chat yeah, these girls up, then you can actually give them, you know, some.
You feel on the spot.
It's going to be like Sky Garden or
somewhere in the Shard.
The Shard, isn't it? The yeah. Typical place. Essex boys must type in nice places in London.
Where would you take Chloe, Joe, if you weren't gay?
Where would I take Chloe? What's your favourite type of cuisine?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, see, I've got...
You've shown yourself out. Yeah. You've shown yourself. His little face.
Where's what's your favourite cuisine? Fuck.
Well, that's normally what you go
You just take them Shoreditch House, because remember...
Oh, yeah, it's flash. That's flash.
Yeah, trust.
So, while they're over already.
He's arty.
I'd take her to Gloria's in Shoreditch for a nice bit of meal. Yeah. Nice bit of meal.
Nice, nice bit of meal.
Nice bit of meal. And then I'd take her to Shoreditch
All right, Danny Dyer.
For a picante. And then straight on the line back to my flat.
Oh, we're getting on the train.
Yeah. I'd give you an Uber exec.
I'm not coming.
Yeah. Sorry, our membership's a bit costly, so we've got to cut the cost.
I normally do Uber exec, just saying.
Oh, do you? Who have you Ubered exec?
Nobody, but...
I've never Ubered exec in your life.
I have, maybe.
Have you Ubered exec yourself?
Yeah. Joe paid
I'm normally... He's Uber exec twice and I've paid for them both.
I'm still Uber exec. Duh.
Anyway, I think I won who would win on the date.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah, you let yourself down with the train chat, though. That's terrible.
I should have. I, it was a moment of weakness.
You went and back on the line straight back to mine. Like, I'm going home. So, what am I meant to do for 25 minutes listening to the rattling and smell of piss on the central line? I'm off.
It's giving high maintenance.
It's giving... Don't you worry about it.
You ain't got to worry about that.
It's giving... Don't you worry about it,
Yeah, don't worry yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's me told, isn't it? Yeah.
What's your face
doing? Right, so... obviously, when are you wrapping the filming for this series of Towering?
We've literally got 9 weeks left. We've got ages left.
Nine weeks.
Fucking hell. What, every day?
Nine weeks.
So this week, I think it's like only two we're doing. Next week, four. Normally, it's 3 days a week.
Oh, my God. So, and then when does this series come out?
We actually don't know. I think everyone thinks I'm lying. But it used to be we'd film 1 week and it would be on telly a week later.
Right.
It's not like that anymore. Right. So now we finish the whole series and then it comes out. Yeah.
Okay, so, fine.
I suppose you can make a rough estimate, but they've not given
September,
us a time.
October.
Maybe.
Do you think?
Maybe.
They've not given us a time. Yeah. We don't know.
So what's your plans, like, after the filming wraps? What do you do in between the series?
So in between, I do a lot of stuff with social media. Yeah. I want to go on holiday. Mm. Like, I just use that as my break because it does come around really quickly. Yeah, like, we literally had 3 months off. Now we're back to it.
Yeah.
It don't really feel like we've really been away from each other for that long, to be fair. Okay. We've had bigger gaps where it's been, like, 6 months and stuff like that.
It's a long time, isn't it, to be away from everyone for 6 months.
Yeah, it is. But stuff normally does happen, you know?
Yeah.
You bump into people in the break, like, you're all right?
Yeah.
You been?
Oh, my God.
All right, Janaid.
I'd love that. You know, so part of me would love the drama, but part
I've
of
said
me,
this to you, is that you should come
I
on.
I think we should get Janaid on the pod.
What, you're Fuck obsessed it. With Janaid.
You're obsessed with Janaid. We were talking about our family going on Towie, and you're like, let's get Janaid on the pod.
Why are you so obsessed with Janaid?
I think it's his smoothie. It's really
you love
me.
Him,
it's really fucked me up, guys.
It's really fucked you sideways.
Really
but yeah, no, Mum, I always said I think Mum would be such a good Towie mum as well.
Oh, I love it.
She gave
mum.
Like Lydia's mum.
You know what made me laugh? Like, she kept inviting everyone around for roast dinners. And I then, know. Like, everyone.
Oh, she'd have one drink.
Everyone
just...
I spoke to was like, oh, I'm going around there for a roast dinner. And I was like, well, she got a backlog or
no,
something.
We do.
No,
we
oh, no, we actually
a backlog. Because it's so hot at the minute, she doesn't want to cook roast. I'm like, you've got about 50 people on the wait list.
She's a picky bits mum, isn't she?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Over the summer, picky bits mum 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Potato salad. You know that one she put Greek yogurt in their hand?
I've got, it's filth. Tell, I've got something to tell you about this.
Oh,
a potato salad.
Oh no.
Random.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The other night we've all got out in Insight Press. I've been drinking. It has been a wild night. Like, yeah, I had the worst hangover ever.
Okay.
I've gone to the buffet. I've seen a couple chicken goujons. I thought I'll put them on my plate. They don't seem anything like too much, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen a bowl of something. Listen, with me, I've got terrible eyesight. So I thought, that looks like potato salad. I'm not sure. It still makes me heave now. I'm actually going to be sick. So I've actually put the potato salad on my plate.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sick. So then, like, and imagine this on a hangover, yeah? So I've then eating the goujon. And then I've picked up what looks like a potato salad and I've gone,
why? Are you that blind? It's on your plate.
I've gone, here I am. And but it was all mixed in anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
So I've gone, why is there a prawn in my potato salad? Saf's gone, you like prawns, don't worry about it. I went, no, it's making me, like, you know, and it's getting in the back of my throat. It was seafood gnocchi.
Seafood gnocchi? I like seafood gnocchi.
On a fucking hangover.
What's wrong with seafood gnocchi?
A cold. No, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, cold.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's that, a you know,
cold,
when you get
seafood
creme fraiche with fucking pineapple.
No, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick. No, I can't talk about it anymore. I can't talk about it anymore. It had cold. No. Had
you're
cold.
Just saying you can't speak about it anymore and then you're just describing
I've got to get it out.
What's the worst thing you've ever eaten?
I've had a frog leg.
Oh, we've had a snail.
I had a frog leg. It tastes like chicken.
Oh, okay, do you know what I used to eat loads of? Chocolate Philadelphia. And I look back and I think that's fucking
it's
disgusting.
It's literally cheesecake.
No, it's not.
You know what my ex used to make me do for him? Cream cheese on a crumpet, which I think was really weird.
Nah, mama's...
Cottage cheese.
Mama's cottage cheese with the pineapple bits.
Right, this is a hellish meal for me that mum used to make us as kids. Sweet potato in half, like mushed up inside. Cottage cheese with pineapple on top of that. Everything is mush. There's no
that sounds
hey,
that sounds horrific.
That is fuck.
Why would
that's like a prison
that?
Meal.
Oh, no.
Why would she do that?
Because she's
pineapple on top.
Because it's mixed in with the cottage cheese. The pineapple's in with the cottage cheese. But I don't get it.
It comes with
it comes in inside Tesco. Like it comes it all in mixed together. The cottage cheese and pineapple.
I've never seen that in my life.
Horrible. I love fish though, so I eat loads of fish. Like, I have tuna on toast for breakfast.
That's
stuff.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's is
cool.
it?
Yeah, I'd heave. I've still been heaving about that seafood gnocchi. It's been 5 days.
I do like gnocchi though. But maybe not seafood, maybe not with prawns in it.
In a thick parsley sauce on a hangover.
Okay, yeah, do you know what I mean? Maybe on
Gee,
look at that.
Philadelphia pineapple. That's Philadelphia pineapple, not... Is that cottage cheese?
That's like basically
cottage
cheese.
Thing?
Cottage cheese reminds me of like a venereal disease.
Have you seen that fucking nutter? Sorry.
Are you about to wear... With mustard?
With mustard?
I want to do that this week.
She goes chicken sausage with mustard.
I was going to... I want to do that TikTok. I should have brought it in. We did it
together.
It
looks disgusting.
Brussels sprouts
and she goes,
with mustard.
And she goes, and a bit of cottage cheese, an egg, mustard, and it's all mixed.
Guys,
I'm going to buy that
I'm
going to
be
home.
Sick.
No, it's disgusting. Right. Where do you get a chicken sausage from?
I actually used to eat them all the time.
Ugh.
And
I have really weird eating habits.
I don't.
Do you know what? No. What's your like go-to meal? Is it goujons?
No, like a go-to meal, I like what? Like takeaway or cooked it at home?
Cooked it at home.
Fajitas?
We like a bit of fajitas.
I like a bit of fajitas.
I fucking love a fajita.
Do you know what I fucking love? Bird's Eye frozen chicken pie. Sorry, this has gone really rogue, but I just want to put that out there. I went to a shop the other day and just bought them for my freezer.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, and on that note.
Did you eat them with your hands?
No, but I want some for dinner tonight now, I've decided. With a bit of gravy.
You're just
I don't know how we went from, we've been on a lot of food today. Janaid smoothies.
Shout out Janaid.
Chicken pies.
Shout out chicken pies.
Get out of his arse.
Anyway.
Shout out Clay Brockett. Shout out Towie. Shout out Romance on or off screen. Sorry, I'm just reading off the board now. Anyway.
Romance on or off screen. There's nothing happening here, George.
No, I'm not fucking saying there is. Chloe, thank you so much for coming on today, by the way.
I've had an amazing time.
Thank you.
I'm really
thank
sorry
you.
About him.
Yeah. Listen, George, I'm sorry that I shut you down today.
It's fine. It's
maybe
fine.
Another day, like, think about it better.
Maybe when you're a bit older.
No, listen.
Fuck off. There's a year between
you
us.
Know what, all right, George, keep bringing it up every 2 minutes.
Bro, it's good. I'm young. I'm like 12. Okay, no, I'm not 12. I'm 20.
You're a little bit inexperienced for me, George.
Oh. Around. She likes ZJs. She loves a J.
George, you wouldn't know your way around of a JJ.
Okay, and on that note, thank you.
If you had a magnifying glass.
Thank you so much for watching this week, guys. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars.
And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and comment your favourite line that George has used to
and
chat Chloe up.
Subscribe and turn on post notifications and follow Brockett and follow us and follow Not My Bag. And we will see you next week for another amazing episode. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye. See you later.